Kansas-based company is recalling more than 50,000 pounds of ground beef. That's a lot of beef.
It is.
After a sample of its product tested positive for E. coli. The National Beef Packing Company issued a voluntary recall of its ground beef today. Officials said the products were produced on July 18th, were shipped in 40 to 60 pound cases to retailers, wholesalers, and food service distributors. This is nationwide. The company said the recall beef products all have the establishment number, established 208A, inside the USDA mark of inspection. Lots of different products are included in the recall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different products.
Wow.
With different codes are involved in the National Beef Packing Company recall of 50,000 pounds of beef.
Not good.
E-coli.
But that E. coli is nothing to mess with, yeah.
No, it is not. 717 with Mike and Matt. This story out of Tokyo. Japan's gaffe-prone Deputy Prime Minister Taro Aso.
Yes.
Had to apologize today after suggesting that Tokyo could learn from Nazi Germany, which he praised for quietly rewriting that nation's constitution. Yeah.
Would these guys not think before they talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't ever want to associate yourself with the term Nazi.
Anything. No.
You know,
not at all.
Especially not when you're going to say, oh, what they were doing would be good for us.
Yeah.
Now, he's not talking about trying to wipe out an entire population of people, but still, using the term Nazi, usually not a good thing. He said, what I said in reference to the Nazi administration did not reflect my true intention, and it is very unfortunate that it caused a misunderstanding. It's unfortunate that you even tried to make a correlation.
Really?
And allow it to be misunderstood in your own words. Germany and Japan were allies during the war. At a symposium earlier this week, Aso referred to the legislative skill and tactics of Adolf Hitler's Nazi government, which followed the chaos of Germany's parliamentary representative democracy set up in 1909. Aso retracted his remarks, apologizing for what he called an inappropriate analogy, and in a rather confusing account, explained that his comments were meant to show how a constitution could be revised without public consent or debate.
Oh, really?
Which probably isn't a popular opinion.
So that's what he wants to do?
Of a lot of people.
I don't think the people in Japan are going to support that.
Says, what I meant to say is that revising the constitution is something that has to be debated properly and calmly, he told reporters.
Really?
But the fact that I used the Nazi administration as an example is something I would like to retract.
You should.
Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Parties is trying to reform the nation's constitution, but then suggesting you can do it without the people's consent is probably not the way to go.
I agree, yes.
Yeah.
Man,
let's
man.
Leave the Nazi references aside. Speaking of wishing they hadn't said things, Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper has had to apologize for a racist remark. He said, I will fight every N-word in here at a Kenny Chesney concert. A fan posted the comment on YouTube. Riley has had to apologize for his remarks. Again, he's a wide receiver for the Eagles. If you're not familiar with Riley Cooper, you're not the only person.
That's right. Really not that familiar with him at all.
But he's having to apologize now for a racist remark. He said, I will fight every N-word in here at a Kenny Chesney concert. Again, it was posted to YouTube. Here's Riley telling reporters he was drinking and he wasn't raised to say that word by his parents.
I was drinking. I was drinking, but that is no excuse for what I said and what I did. Absolutely not. I don't use that. Like I said, I was raised way better than that. Got a great mom and dad at home, and they are disgusted with my actions.
In Riley's defense, I'm pretty sure every beer bottle served at concerts does have that warning on there, will cause you to use racial slurs. That's on there, correct?
I don't think so, no.
I was drinking.
But I'm just, this is, what kind of stress or strain might that make with some of his teammates as well?
That's a great question. One that was asked of Riley Cooper. Here's what he had to say.
I'm going to tell him exactly what I'm telling you guys. How extremely sorry I am. I should have never said what I said. And most of the ones that know me, which is, excludes kind of the rookies coming in, they know what type of person I am.
Yeah, they know that when you get drunk, you drop the N-word,
yeah,
apparently.
Wow.
Here's Riley asking for forgiveness from Philadelphia. Good luck.
I know no one in Philadelphia is happy with me right now, and I accept that, and I just hope they see the true me. Accept my apology, but I know it's going to take a lot.
Okay, I don't know that Philly is going to be all that forgiving. a white dude dropping the N-word at a Kenny Chesney concert, it going online. He sounds very apologetic. He sounds like he's got a lot of remorse, like he knows he shouldn't have said it. It was a huge mistake. At least he came out, apologized right away. But come on, man. What are you doing? In today's age.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people probably don't know who Riley Cooper is.
They do now.
But apparently, someone at the Kenny Chesney concert did.
No.
And was filming. Mm-hmm. That got on YouTube. Now, there's reaction from some other NFL players. Marcus Vick, in particular. Brother of Michael Vick.
Right, yeah.
Michael Vick, who's on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus apparently didn't care for Riley Cooper's racist remark and took to Twitter to say so. In fact, he's putting up money for someone to extract some measure of revenge on Riley Cooper.
You can't do that.
Can't you?
No, you can't have bounties.
Hey, Marcus Vick can do whatever he wants. Oh. Here's the tweet. Hey, I'm putting a bounty on Riley's head. $1,000 to the first free safety or strong safety that lights his ass up. Wake him up, please. ... Yeah, that's a bounty.
That is. And does he not remember what happened to the players and the coaches for the Saints?
Vic sent out several other tweets, but the language wasn't appropriate for us to post in this space,
man.
According to FoxSports.com. By the way, this isn't the first time Marcus has run off with his mouth over Twitter. He's compared the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case to his brother's legal troubles, among many others. Marcus's brother, Vic, didn't exactly take his brother's side when informed of the comments. Michael Vick said, according to reports, my brother has to not show a certain level of ignorance of himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy.
Ridiculous. Marcus Vick, come on, man. It's a bad situation. Why make it worse?
He's trying to make it worse, yeah.
Why put this out there? Because people are idiots.
Yeah. And you come across as an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
You do, big time. Speaking of being an idiot, this story from SportingNews.com. Houston Rockets forward Terrence Jones was arrested in Portland early Wednesday morning and charged with harassment after yelling at a homeless man and then stomping on him, according to a local news station, KATU. Jones walked by two homeless men sleeping in a doorway while leaving a Portland bar and proceeded to yell, "Wake up," before allegedly stomping on one of the men's legs, according to the police report filed by police spokesman Sergeant Pete Simpson. The victim, John Kellner, suffered only minor injuries to his leg that did not require immediate medical attention. The incident occurred on Northwest 3rd Avenue, downtown Portland. Jones was booked at the county jail, released. He is due in court on Tuesday next week at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Bye.
What are we doing?
It proves again, just because you're an athlete doesn't make you immune to being an idiot.
What are we doing?
Those are three stories you gave us this half hour, just shaking your head going, how can these people, either being in the sports world or in the governmental leadership roles, say the things they say?
Yes, say and do these idiotic things.
Wow.
Just doesn't make any sense. When do we learn from this? When do we wise up and realize that everything we say and everything we do, especially if we're in the public eye, gets filmed, gets talked about, and then it's out there forever?
I don't know.
You can't go back on these things.
You can run the tape back several years that we made these same statements. I don't know if there is a date when suddenly the light goes on. They continue to do these things and embarrass themselves, embarrass their country or their team or their sport, and it just continues.
725 with Mike and Matt.
WTAQ News Talk Sports.
Well, we're talking about a positive here. Weather sounded pretty fair indeed. We're going to have some sunshine most of the day. Clouds with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. High of 77. Tomorrow, mixture of sun and clouds. We will flirt with 80. And then both Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny. And temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. We've hit 60 in the valley. It's still 58 in Green Bay.
Okay, here's a positive story for you this half hour. Us Weekly, right?
Us, yes.
I don't read that thing. Us Weekly claims Simon Cowell is expecting a child.
Really?
All right.
Huh.
I didn't think he was in the market to get kids.
I didn't know he was even married.
Well, here's the thing. He's not.
Oh.
But Us Weekly claims Simon Cowell is expecting a child with a woman who is married to his friend.
You're kidding. I mean, there was agreement here then? They wanted to carry this child for him?
I don't think there was an agreement.
Oh, man.
The magazine says Lauren Silverman is 10 weeks along. A source tells the magazine that New York real estate mogul Andrew Silverman is close friends with Simon. Lauren and Andrew have been unhappy in their marriage for some time, and their divorce has been in the works for a while. As their marriage deteriorated, she and Simon became very close. Well, if there was any hope of reconciliation...
It's over now.
That's out the door. Simon Cowell? Wow. And now Lauren is saying she wants to marry Simon. Good luck with that.
Hope he does the right thing.
But Simon could be a daddy. Could you imagine little Simon running around?
That would be a well-regimented child.
We're a day closer to the end of the world, that's for sure. 727 with Mike and Matt.